On the live line is the Executive Director of Health Access California, Anthony Wright. Good morning, Anthony.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here, and happy holidays to you and yours. So just moments ago, thank you. The president just moments ago signed the GOP tax bill, so that is now law, and that is contained in that tax bill. It removes the individual mandate for Obamacare, so that's a change. And yet most of us knew that that was going to happen. Still, almost 9 million people signed up for the Affordable Care Act. What do you make of that?
So, I mean, it's obviously distressing, the tax bill and its signature, especially here in California. For many middle-income families, they'll actually see a tax increase, especially in California, because of the limiting of the deduction of state and local taxes. So
right.
For a lot of Californians, this will double tax what we pay in property taxes or state income tax. But the health impacts are also significant. By repealing that portion of the Affordable Care Act, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that premiums will spike by another 10%, by double digits as a result of that. And the biggest impact of this law, of course, is that it blows a $1.5 trillion hole in the deficit, and that sets up major cuts to core healthcare programs like Medicaid and Medicare. Their budget outline, in fact, seeks $1.5 trillion of cuts in Medi-Cal, which is a crucial program for California's healthcare system that we all rely on.
And Anthony, a lot of us are very concerned that with the changes to the Affordable Care Act, that some of the major insurers are going to want to drop out. And what do we do at that point?
Well, I think in California, you know, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times for Californians. But it's the worst of times because this proposal seems to have been written to specifically designed to attack California and Californians. It was in the way that it was written. At the same time, California does have some will and wherewithal to shield consumers from the impact. You mentioned that there was the signups for the open enrollment period in the federal exchange, getting about 8.8 million people signed up.
Yeah.
The good news is, so people still want their coverage. In California, we've actually outpaced that. People were surprised that we got within 96% of the national totals nationally. In California, we're actually 10% ahead of where we were nationally, and our open enrollment continues through the end of January. So all the attempts that the federal government has made to sabotage the health system, cutting the open enrollment period, cutting marketing, California has actually stepped in and done things to make sure that consumers keep their options open. So one of the things is that even though the federal open enrollment is closed, the California one will continue for 5 more weeks, and so we can get a lot more people covered that way.
Yeah, Californians have always, had a pretty warm feeling about the Affordable Care Act, at least here in the Golden State. But again, would you expect, and do you know of any major insurers that are preparing to drop out of the state of California as far as coverage goes?
Anthem this year withdrew from several of the places in the marketplace. In the marketplace, about 60% of the people that it served withdrew from. So people have had to switch plans as a result. But, you know, frankly, again, because California has taken these proactive steps, I think a lot of the insurers see California as a little bit of a safe haven, in contrast to some of the other states where there is some real turmoil because of the actions of the Trump administration. So I'm not saying that there isn't going to be premium spikes. There will. I'm not saying that there aren't going to be other issues, but at least California has an ability to take actions to stabilize the marketplace. There's additional steps that the state legislature can do, and if we do that, we can actually keep the options, and in fact, even take additional steps forward, even while the federal government is trying to put obstacles in people's ways. So I think I think it's always a possibility that some insurers withdraw. But Last year, we had 11 insurers in the marketplace. This year, we have 11 insurers in the marketplace,
okay.
which is not the case in other states.
Well, that's certainly true. So in, as far as premiums going up, are you looking at about a 10% hike?
Potentially. I mean, I think what folks should understand, especially if they have options today, is that for a lot of Californians, for 90% of the people in covered California, they actually get affordability assistance so that they don't have to spend more than 5-10% of their income on coverage. So, you know, if you're a family that's making up to $100,000 for a family of four, you're probably eligible for some sort of affordability assistance to keep your premium at a certain level, regardless of the premium increase. There are folks who are over that who will feel some of that. And Covered California has even tried to take steps to shield that population from additional price increases. And it depends on the options available. So there are, you know, this is a tough time when you have a federal government that's working against rather than with the state to try to make sure that there's affordable options available. But but people should make sure that they take advantage of what is available to them now. So they can lock in their plans for 2018 with no rate increases for 2018 if they sign up today for coverage that starts in January 1.
Okay, and now tell me again what the deadline is for open enrollment here in California.
So the one deadline is today, which is that if you want your coverage to start January 1, you need to sign up by today,
right?
Friday, December 22nd. However, our open enrollment will continue through January 31st. In the rest of the nation, or in many states that the federal government runs healthcare.gov, they've cut off the open enrollment already. We're continuing through the end of January, as we have in previous years.
Okay, so if we sign up by the end of January, insurance kicks in March. Is that correct?
That's right. Okay. If you sign up after today, it'll start in February. If you sign up at the end of January, it'll start in March. But if you sign up at any point in the open enrollment period, then you're locking in your coverage for the full year and without any additional premium increases or anything. So that's an advantage to taking advantage of this open enrollment period now.
Definitely. Well, thank you for the update, Anthony. We appreciate it. And Happy New Year to you and yours also.
Happy New Year to you. Have a healthy New Year.
Thank you. That is Executive Director of Health Access California, Anthony Wright.